Hi everyone, this is Carissa from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is part of our early intervention collection and is titled The Misunderstood Child, Sensory Processing 101, and is written by guest contributor Sarah Lyons. A typical morning in my home begins with the words, "My clothes hurt me. They are too loose. I need new clothes." As a result, I begin the search for the right clothes for my 4-year-old daughter. After much time, many tears, lots of tight hugs, and a good dose of frustration, she begins her day in the same dress she wore the day prior, and many days prior to that. The process of getting dressed, which seems simple to most, is the biggest challenge my child faces on a daily basis. This situation is one example of what living with a child with sensory processing disorder is like. Imagine being in an environment where the noise around you is amplified to the highest level, the temperature is the coldest or hottest you have ever felt, you are wearing the most uncomfortable clothing that has ever touched your skin, and you are nauseated by a repulsive smell, all at the same time. What would be your response? Most would quickly escape the situation, says Dana Lyons, occupational therapist at Boulder City Hospital. These are examples of what a child with sensory processing disorder feels, but they cannot escape the symptoms. As a result, these children may respond with anger, frustration, or ultimately avoid situations which may cause a breakdown. Sensory processing is a term that refers to the way the nervous system receives messages from the senses and turns them into appropriate motor and behavioral responses. You can also learn more at www.spdfoundation.net. Everyone processes sensory input, but some people process it differently than others, says Carrie, occupational therapist. When the processing of this information interferes with our ability to function on a day-to-day basis is when we have a problem. Sensory processing disorder, or SPD, can be hard to diagnose because it affects each person differently. Any of the 5 senses can be affected by being hypersensitive, which means overstimulated, or by being hyposensitive, which is understimulated, says Lyons. A hypersensitive response to a sensory input may include distracted by noises that sound normal to others, such as flushing toilets, a clanking of silverware, a fear of surprise, touch, or they might avoid hugs. They might avoid swings and playground equipment that others enjoy, and they might have poor balance and fall often. A hyposensitive response to sensory input may include a constant need to touch people or textures, an extremely high tolerance to pain, may often harm other children and/or pets when playing because they don't understand their own strength, fidgety and unable to sit still, enjoys movement-based play such as spinning, jumping, swinging, etc. Seems to be a thrill seeker, which can be dangerous at times. Children can have one or many of these characteristics, as well as some from each category in a varying degree of severity. Unfortunately, their responses are viewed by others as children behaving badly, when in fact they are not. The most important thing to understand is that children with SPD are not bad children. They are simply trying to survive in their own skin in a world with heightened or lowered sensations. Typical punishments for bad behavior is not optimal and can cause regression rather than progression. Stephanie, a mom of 2 children with SPD, says, "When trying to explain my son's hyperactivity or clumsiness is due to SPD, we get told, 'Oh, it's just his age,' but it's actually because his nervous system doesn't respond as it should in certain situations. SPD may cause motor clumsiness, behavioral problems, anxiety, depression, or other impacts if not treated effectively." Sensory processing does create challenges for families, but there is treatment available for kids who struggle with it. We had a fabulous occupational therapist that helped my son. She gave us tools and gave him permission to figure out what worked for him and what didn't, says Joy, mama 4. He has a high need for tight, long hugs, and we understand that this is what helps him. It's a huge priority for us. With the help of an occupational therapist, kids with SPD can find tools that help them balance sensory input. Activities may include swinging, wearing a weighted vest, pushing or pulling heavy objects across the room, or jumping on a trampoline. Many of these activities are fun for the child and can be integrated into playtime at home. There's other suggestions and options at www.sensorysmarts.com. The therapy helps more than just the physical strengths, but also their emotional strengths. When my daughter first started therapy, she was extremely shy. She wouldn't even talk to children her own age when they approached her. Now, 4 months later, she is a social butterfly, says Stephanie. An occupational therapist's main goal is to educate parents about SPD and give families tools they can use to help the child progress at home. Although families that deal with SPD may have struggles with things other people see as normal activities, many parents find hope in their child's progress and support from other parents dealing with this disorder. One thing I have learned after experiencing our journey is that I am not alone. There are so many others that understand what I am going through, and we are there to support each other in many ways. As a mother of a child with sensory processing disorder myself, I would encourage others to educate themselves about SPD and begin to approach the situation from the child's perspective. Parents can then begin to use the tools needed to adjust their environment and celebrate as their child meets their goals and overcomes challenges. Joy says, "When my son was diagnosed, I felt like he would be limited in his future. He has worked through many of his issues, and I see his SPD as part of what makes him unique. I wouldn't have him any other way." It takes a lot of patience, persistence, and love to parent a child with SPD. But when a child feels acceptance and supported, they can work through their struggles and thrive in school and at home. For more parenting content, check out adorethem.com, where we publish a new collection each week that focuses on a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.